Welcome to Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by guest speaker Bob Sanders.
Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth." Well, I am very excited today, and not just because it's Christmas and there are presents. I am very excited today because I get to share a gift with you. A gift that is a very dear one to me. I get to share with you the gift of my dad, Bob Sanders, Presbyterian pastor, recently retired for 40 some odd years, and my pastor for 36 years. For 36 years, his is the voice that I've heard tell the Christmas story. For 36 years, his is the heart that has helped me understand this story. And so as he recounts this familiar story for all of us today, I know that that will be the same for each one of your hearts as well. So will you join me in prayer as we welcome my dad, my pastor, Bob Sanders, to share the word of God with us today. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, Word made flesh, Word who came to live and dwell among us, speak to us this day. Open up all of our hearts and minds to receive what you want to speak to us this Christmas day. We offer ourselves to you to learn and to be transformed. Amen.
What does a parent say? Thanks be to God. So grateful for Becca and for Dave and for our grandchildren, Ben, and what you got there, Eleanor. You got a Christmas present. My wife Debbie and my daughter Kristen, we are all so honored and pleased to be with you on this Christmas morning. And what a magnificent tribute to the birth of our Lord in your singing today. This is magnificent, and the music that was provided last night, John, is just awesome. I think you really need to give a big round of applause and thanks to these folks. Debbie and I pray for you on a regular basis, so it's always wonderful to get to see face-to-face the people you've been lifting up during the week. Particularly pray for your pastors. I particularly pray for Jeff. And thank you for the privilege of having the time in this pulpit to speak to you today. It is a great honor and a privilege. The writer Phil Yancey tells the story about a 5-year-old girl who is very eager to meet her newborn baby brother. See, for the past 9 months, she was asking her parents over and over again, where do babies come from? And they always gave her the same answer. They said, a baby comes from God. So she figured in her little five-year-old brain, if that's the case, then this baby brother who just came from heaven, they told me he was born from God, he might have inside information, you know. And so when the time came for her to meet her baby brother, she ran across the room and leaned over the crib and got right next to the little guy's face and said, "Quick, what's God like?" Of course, all the little guy could do was yawn and gurgle and roll back over and fall back asleep. But that's the question today. What's God like? And it is a good question to ask this baby. This child born in a manger in Bethlehem, for there God reveals himself, you see, not as something huge and mighty and powerful, but something small and fragile. God makes himself known. Get this. God makes himself known and knowable in a newborn baby. A baby. Think of it. The creator and the sustainer of the universe comes to meet us as a helpless newborn. Can you fathom it? The Lord of heaven and earth, born as a human being and needing to be fed and burped and changed. And if that doesn't make you fall on your knees in wonder, I don't know what will. Brennan Manning, another author, says that trying to do what I'm trying to do today, and that is to capture the incarnation in human words, he says that's like trying to capture Niagara Falls in a teacup. On a wintry night, he writes, in a cold and fragrant stable, the infant Jesus was a humble, naked, helpless God who allowed us to get close to him. What's God like? Well, at Christmas, we're invited to come to the manger and to find out, to get close enough to see the one who's lying there, the one who comes to capture our hearts as only a baby can, right? I remember our first Christmas as parents. Debbie and I were living in Colorado at the time, was serving a church there, and with us was our new daughter, Kristen, who was barely 3 months old at this point. We had no other family in the area, nobody that we knew to be with. And so we decided that what we wanted to do was to find somebody for whom the day would also be not much Christmas, all by themselves, and see if we could invite them into our family. We talked to the staff of a nearby assisted living facility, and they told us indeed they had such a person. Her name was Dorothy. She was 90-something years old, and she was a resident who would be alone that Christmas. And they gave us their blessing to go and visit Dorothy on Christmas Day. So Debbie and I went back home. We began putting together a package, a basket with cookies, presents wrapped up, and all kinds of neat things to give her. And when we were all ready, we put together some songs that we could sing and I could accompany on the guitar, packed everything we could in a basket, bundled up little Kristen in a pink snowsuit. You were gorgeous, kid, I'm telling you. In a pink snowsuit, and we headed off. Dorothy welcomed us. And after a nice visit, we gave her the cookies and the gifts, which she appreciated, but I noticed that the whole time this was going on, she kept glancing at Kristen. Kept watch over this beautiful baby in Debbie's lap. Now, after a while, it came time for us to sing the Christmas carols, so Debbie was unpacking the music books, and I was finding into the guitar case and getting it all ready, which meant we didn't have any hands left. And we did what I think was the smartest thing we possibly could have done. I asked Dorothy if she would like to hold Kristen for us. And that's when it happened. Her face just lit up. And I don't know how long it had been since she held a baby, but it was obvious she knew what she was doing as she took our daughter and rocked her in her arms gently back and forth. We sang Silent Night, Holy Night. We sang, "The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head." But the only thing that mattered to Dorothy that night, the only thing that mattered was this baby. And as far as she was concerned, it could have gone on all night, with or without Debbie and me. When the time came for us to go, she thanked us for bringing Christmas. Thanked us for bringing Christmas. It wasn't the cookies or the gifts or the music. It was the baby. It was the baby. What's God like? Well, look in the manger. And the God you see there is a God who did not come to condemn us or to get us somehow into moral and spiritual shape. This is not a celestial scorekeeper. You know what I mean by that? The celestial scorekeeper. Oh, you've sung about it. Making a list. Checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Oh, no, 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 no. No, this Lord of heaven and earth knows that we're all messed up already. And he loves us anyway, as you've heard this morning. Loves us enough to come into this world as a newborn baby, which means, dear ones, which means any of us can get as close to him as we like. Now, yeah, I know there's some other preachers in the room today, and they know and I know the dangers of becoming sappy and sentimental about this stuff. In fact, I have been known to preach some rather grumpy sermons from time to time on the dangers of gushing over the baby Jesus while neglecting to carry out the orders of the risen adult Jesus. But I've softened up. I've softened up. I think it has something to do with having two grandkids of our own. And the fact is, this is how he chose to come into the world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Now, of course, for some, this is not sappy or sentimental at all. For some, this is a powerful sign of hope. William Willimon is a Methodist preacher, and he tells about the time that he and an old man stood together in a very poor Italian village, and they were looking into the beautiful church decorated for Christmas. And there at the gate, they gazed at the altar at the front, the beautiful crash scene, when the old man pointed to the baby in the manger and said in a toothless whisper, "Il santo bambino." The bambino. The bambino, he said, was poor and little and outside, like us. Like us. See, it's only the rich and the comfortable, the well-housed and the overfed who sentimentalize this baby. The ones who find hope in this humble birth are, as the old man said, the poor, the little, the ones on the outside, the ones most like Jesus Christ himself. I tell you, there is nothing sappy or sentimental about this story. There is nothing sappy or sentimental about proclaiming good news as the Pope did to the people of Syria. Those who've been caught in the crossfires of civil war and killed, many of them for their faith. There's nothing sappy or sentimental to point to the more than 2 million refugees who have been forced to flee their homes to find a place of makeshift shelter somewhere, whether it's in Aleppo or elsewhere in Syria, or whether it's a baby and his family fleeing to Egypt as our Lord did. There's nothing sappy or sentimental about bringing hope. restoring dignity, sharing shalom, healing hurts, doing justice, all in the name of our incarnate Lord Jesus. Quick, quick, what's God like? The little girl asked her newborn baby brother. Well, on Christmas Day, God stoops down. God stoops down so that we can all get a look. On this day, children of all ages can gaze in the manger and see one of their own. On this day, each and every one of us can get as close as we like and stay for as long as we need. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Pray with me. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Say these words with me. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him loud, the babe, the Son of O Lord, we thank you that you came to us in this vulnerable way. You became fully human, as we heard earlier today. You ran the risk of birth to come all the way down, not to condemn us for our sins or to convict us, but to show us your love, to open a way to you. You've invited us to come and meet you at the stable. And now you invite us to come and meet you at this communion table. And we thank you for your presence here and ask that you bless this bread, this cup, that it may be for us a communion in the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Christmas morning. Be near us. Be with us. In Jesus' name.